Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme to answer the question. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Tommy Noble from Odin, Indiana.
Tommy Noble from Odin, Indiana?
Correct.
You sound like the hero of a children's adventure. Have you ever built a spaceship in your backyard?
No, not a spaceship.
Have you fought pirates on Lake Michigan?
Not on Lake Michigan.
There you are. Somebody's got to do battle. What do you actually do there in Odin?
I'm the food and beverage director of a hotel and marina, and I'm also my local town councilman.
Are you really?
Yes.
So you're taking care of all the things. What sort of issues are you dealing with in Odin, Indiana?
It's primarily an Amish community, so not many.
Oh, really?
Yes. You're huge with the Amish.
Really?
That's because they are not allowed to listen to them
radio,
on the radio.
I know, exactly.
So what are you guys getting from the economic stimulus plan, huh?
Everybody gets new spinners on their buggies.
All righty.
Well, Tommy, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
I sure am.
Here's your first limerick.
When I get excited, I fret. For my armpits, this poses a threat. But my doc understands, so he'll plug up my glands. And then I'll be unable to...
sweat.
Exactly right. All this technology, and yet we still have underarm stains. It's like it's still the Middle Ages. But a British surgeon is offering a new cosmetic surgery procedure that prevents sweaty underarms by using a laser to burn away sweat glands. No sweat, Glenn, no sweat. Celebrities in England are already lining up for the technique. It's called laser sweat ablation. But experts warned that the procedure, which really does help with problem sweating, could lead to complications and infections. Police are also investigating the company in connection to a number of recent incidents in which people exploded in the sauna. They swelled up like Violet Beauregard and Willy Wonka. No place for it to go, you see. Their sweat glands were gone. Here, Tommy, is your next limerick.
Okay.
My social skills I am promoting. When I play it again, Sam, I'm floating. With your heart, I'll abscond. When I speak like James Bond, I make friends with each line that I'm...
quoting?
Yes, very good. I'm sure you were wondering when scientists would stop it with that cure for cancer nonsense and get to work on why we all like to quote movie dialogue. Well, do you feel lucky, punk? You should, because according to a new study from Kansas State University, people quote from movies because it makes them feel better about themselves and helps create a shared bond that strengthens personal connections, often marking the beginning, yes, of a beautiful friendship. My connection to you is stronger already. What I want is a study showing why certain people compulsively recreate entire Monty Python sketches during first dates and why that never worked out well for me. Here is your last limerick.
Yes, both Boots and Diego adore her. But I think she comes straight from Gomorrah. As that girl gets older, her fashion gets bolder. That trampy explorer named...
oh, Dora.
Right, Dora, Dora the Explorer. The Explorer Dora. Mattel is the new owner of Dora the Explorer. And they announced this week that rough and tumble Dora is growing up, along with her young fans, and the new tween Dora will be trading in her shorts and backpack for a, quote, fashionable look. She's also moving to the city, getting longer, flowing hair, shorter, trendier skirts. We predict she will eventually ditch the talking backpack for a handbag from Juicy and drop that dead weight, no fun Diego for Nick from the Jonas Brothers. was also, I believe, an animated cartoon created by Nickelodeon. Is he not?
Yes.
Carl, how did Tommy do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Tommy had 3 correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. Great
Thanks,
to have
Tommy.
You.
All right. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.